My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Hour number two. If you missed any parts of hour number one, I do hope that you will pick it up. Sign up at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Share the website, chosengenerationradio.com, because you can watch and listen at the website. You can look up the site on your phone. On the very front page, there's a player. Just click play and it'll start playing. And you can set it down wherever you're at, in your kitchen, you know, out in the yard, whatever you're doing, and just turn up the volume and listen. You don't have to watch. You can. Would love to. Hello. Wave at you. Hi. But you don't have to watch, but if you'd like to, If it amuses you, you know, I mean, I look at this face every morning and I just kind of go, wow, God, what did you do? You rearranged things. I don't know. But anyway, no, you know what? We serve a good God. Anyway, I encourage you to check it out. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Chosen Generation. And we've got my webmaster puts out great stuff. By the way, if you're looking for a webmaster, he has a couple of openings. He rarely does, but he is currently looking to take on a couple of clients. And I'm telling you, you will be blessed to have this guy working on your stuff. Okay. So, if you're interested, reach out to me. You can do that at PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Also, want to make sure and announce there's going to be a, freedom train that's going to take place down here in South Texas, a freedom train, and that's going to be coming up on October the 22nd. We're going to be meeting in Gonzales, Texas, you know, the home of Come and Take It. That is literally, that's where Come and Take It began, was in Gonzales, Texas, in response to Santa Ana, in response to what happened at the Alamo. Come and Take It, Gonzales, Texas, when Texas declared we're going to be independent. And Texas was the only republic, its own republic, when it joined the United States. Makes us unique. All right, I want to welcome my good friend, man, looking dapper this morning. And I know he's got a greeting for us, Pastor David Lowry Jr., my brother.
Good morning, Vietnam! Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Chosen Generation Radio listeners. God bless you, and I'm happy to be here, man, and we got a great show coming for you.
We do. So, SB 818 was signed into law by the governor of the state of Illinois, and What makes this significant is that this isn't unique to Illinois. This bill is specific to Illinois, but we have to understand that all Illinois did with this is codify that they're going to start using what, and listen to the term, national sex education standards. Now, the key word for my entire audience to hear is the very first one. National. Now, David, when I hear national, what that tells me is that this is something that is happening in our schools from coast to coast. I get that SB 818 was done because Illinois somehow got it in their head that we need to make sure that we codify, that we want to take and jam the hammer, you know, down their throats. But the truth is that these standards are actually the national standards that are being thrust on every child in every public school in America.
And you're so right, Pastor Greg, and that's why we here in Illinois, especially as a pastor, I'm fighting it tooth and nail, because we need to set a precedent here in Illinois regarding this SB 818, basically to the parents across the country. And when you said national, they're already teaching these lewd lifestyles to your children already in school. Like here in Illinois, a lot of parents did not even know that they was doing this. And this governor, Pritzker, he did this under the guise of COVID. And that's why a lot of Americans did not know that they passed these type of bills into law, is because they did it when everybody was worrying about the country, the economy, and yet we didn't look at what was really happening behind the scenes. And now they're in the schools with this. It's all over the country. It's in Disney. It's in every walk of life. And I just think that as a parent, all the parents across this country should be gathering together, because they are not going to stop. It is your children that they want to indoctrinate into this abomination lifestyle, to become homosexuals, pedophiles, transgender. All of these things are being taught to your children. But check this out, parents. They have to call you to give your child a Tylenol when they go to the nurse. But they can take your child and give it all sorts of different drugs and so forth to turn your child into a homosexual. What? And they can deceive you. And that's the key. They're deceiving parents across the country. They're lying about their kids. They're lying about what their kids are thinking. And this bill, which is a law right now, all Americans should be standing up, all pastors, everybody should be standing up saying, let's get this out of the school for my children.
And again, I must emphasize, this is the National Sex Education Standard. Now, let me read this to you. These are instructions that are given to grades 3 through 5. Grade 3 is 8 years old. 8 years old. Here we go. Explain common human sexual development, including masturbation. Describe the potential role of human hormone blockers in young people who identify as transgender. I can't even do that. I'm 60 years old. I don't know the ramifications of taking hormone blockers in young people. Distinguish between sex assigned at birth and gender identity and explain how they may or may not differ. Define and explain differences between cisgender, transgender, gender non-binary, gender expansive, and gender identity. Huh? What? Explain that gender expression and gender identity exist along a spectrum. Define sexual orientation. Differentiate between sexual orientation and gender identity. Ladies and gentlemen, 8 years old. 8 years old, and I'm gonna start confusing them. Oh, Johnny, you like to go into your parents' closet and get dressed up, and you pulled down your mom's dress and you put on a dress and your sister dressed you up like a girl, because that's what older sisters do to their little brothers, by the way. I just might add, that's what they do. Okay, and sometimes they do it and they take pictures of them so they can blackmail them later and say, ha, don't you better not tell mom I came crawling in through the bedroom window at midnight because I was out with my boyfriend doing the naughty, because otherwise I'm going to show this picture around school. I'm telling you, these are normal kid activities. And these perverts are trying to get your kid to think that there's something else, and then they're going to start messing with their chemistry, and they want them to have this knowledge. I'm 60 years old, and there's some of this nonsense on here. What the heck is a cisgender? What? Look, there's boys, and there's girls. There's men, and there's women. And that's it. And if you don't know which one you are, look down at your plumbing and it'll tell you. Holy snap.
And this is the thing that really kills me. How is a kindergartner 5-6 years old, how are they supposed to distinguish or even have the mental capacity to understand what a lesbian is? You know, L is for lesbian. It's love and affection between two special girls who share a connection.
No. Now tell folks, you're reading out of the gay ABCs.
ABCs, exactly. They have a book for kindergartners called the Gay BCs. And what I just
kindergarten, read to you, five years old.
What I just read to you is that the letter L talks about lesbian. What can a 5-year or 6-year old gather from knowing what a lesbian does? See, this is all about the indoctrination of our children, because they knew, and this is why, one of the reasons why I cannot stand a Barack Obama. He created the same sex law. He has poisoned the state, and now the homosexuals are poisoning the schools to make our children think that their lifestyle is normal. Gays cannot reproduce, so they cannot continue the tirade they have. So now, just to attack straight people, we as a straight person, I don't care what a gay person does. What you do in your bedroom is your problem. That's not mine. I do not want your bedroom antics in the school with my children. I can teach my children about their own sexuality. Yeah. And so we as parents right now should be saying,
David, you can't do that because you're not supposed to tell your child what sex they're supposed to be. You're not in charge of telling your child what their belief system should be, what their morals are. You don't understand. You're a parent. Actually, what you are, and this is what they call them now, you don't even count. You are an aside to the actual birther. And they're not mothers anymore. They're not moms anymore. Okay. They are birthers. Okay. They are a machine that spits out a baby that society decides whether or not it wants or doesn't want and then takes it from you and her and decides what it's going to be and how it's going to be. And tries to convince it to change itself into whatever they want it to be and then gives it drugs to do so. It's sick.
The sad part, Pastor Greg, is this. If your child, and most children at that age having hormone problems, you know, they might want to be a boy or girl here and there. But when they go to these counselors, these gender coordinators, that gender coordinator, the first thing she should do is call the parents and discuss it with the parents like it's supposed to be.
Got to take a break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel TAS by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. practitioner of over 40 years, I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry. And, you know, Pastor David, you were talking about what they do to the children, right? Handing them, you know, hormone drugs and so on, and never contacting the parents. It's the same thing they do with abortion. But go ahead and continue that, because I think it's important for parents to really get involved in understanding what's happening to your kid through the national sexual or education program I can't stress enough that this is the national sex education standards.
Well, Pastor Greg, that's why I say the American people, especially the parents, was not aware of what these governors did in the different states. Over 30 states did this. And so when they did it to the point where parents did not know. They've also created other laws with the school boards deeming parents as domestic terrorists if they come ask questions about what's going on with their kids. And so the American people and the parents need to understand this. They are not going to stop this. They're going to push this down because they're trying to make homosexual a normal lifestyle, which we know that is not true.
Yeah.
They're trying to poison our children to make them think that it's okay to be gay. It's okay. And just like I read that, what are these children going to do psychologically to be able to understand what a lesbian or a bisexual is or a transgender? At that age, they don't even know what they are. And it's a shame that the Democrats, I just have to call it the way it is. The Democrats have used this as leverage to steal our children and make parents who love their children seem like that we're on the wrong page and our children should learn how to be homosexuals and pedophiles.
And I'm going to just say this, that, you know, children do know. Okay. A boy knows that he's a boy. I mean, 99.999% of boys know they're boys. The idea of them being a girl does not just jump into their head. It's put there. It is put there. And it's interesting to note that the majority of this is the assault on boys, and we got to turn boys into girls. That's the majority of the assault is on that. Yes, they are mutilating girls, there's no question, but the majority in this, and I just want to say, I want to real quick run through this part of the list. This is now 11-year-olds. 11-year-olds. And here's the standard for 11-year-olds. Students must be taught about intersex conditions. David, you're 65, I'm 60. Do you have any idea what the heck they're talking about?
Well,
what is an intersex condition? I mean, I know, I get it. Okay, so we're talking about the hermaphrodites, and we're talking about that 0.0000001% that are born, and they may be born with both sex parts. I get it. All right.
They must analyze, but think about how, I mean, what that means for an 11-year-old to be trying to grasp this concept. They must analyze how peers, family, and a person's intersecting identities can influence attitudes, beliefs, and expectations about gender, gender identity, gender roles, and gender expression. Middle schoolers must recall the definition of sexual orientation and explain that most people have a sexual orientation. They must define bisexual, lesbian, gay, queer, two-spirit, asexual, pansexual. They must define vaginal, oral, and anal sex. They must explain there are many methods of short and long-term contraception that are safe and effective and describe how to access them. They must list at least 4 methods of contraception that are available without a prescription. For example, condoms, emergency contraception, and withdrawal. They're talking with an 11-year-old about let's have sex. And let's talk about how you don't get the girl pregnant by withdrawing. And they must describe pregnancy options, including abortion. These are 11-year-olds, folks.
And folks, I have to say this. The family that we are working with to get this lawsuit out here, that was a similar situation that happened to this 11-year-old kid here in Illinois. They started teaching this child how to have sex with another man. They was teaching him supposedly safe sex, how to put a condom on his penis and insert it into a boy's anus. All of these things that are lewd and should not even be in the schools, that's what they're trying to teach our kids, and they're trying to poison our young boys to say that it's okay if you want to be a girl. And so this is where the American people need to take a stand. If you love your children, the children that God gave you, then how are you going to let a school or anybody else tell you that you can't teach your children about sex, and yet they're teaching them about these abomination lifestyles and saying that it's okay? See, and this is why we here at the Living and Driving While Black Foundation, we've gotten with attorneys. We met last Thursday, and now we're sitting back. They are going to take the lawsuit. We're just looking for the great cause of action so that we can get past
summary judgment. We'll be back with more on this and what's happening with the woke corporations. You won't believe what Disney's doing. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Pastor David Lowry. And we're talking about this issue, again, it is in reference to the National Sex Education Standards. And this is, folks, these are the national standards. These aren't standards. There is an Illinois bill, SB 818. That we're very concerned about that was signed into law. And so Illinois has essentially decided, their legislature has decided to highlight the issues of this and bring them forward. They want to be an example of, you know, this is how you're supposed to, how every state should be indoctrinating kids. Okay. Well, David and his organization, Driving While Black, and I'm working with them and coming alongside of them, we're saying, no, if you want to take a stand in Illinois, then we're going to take a stand in Illinois too, but we're going to take a stand against what you have done, and we're going to draw a line in the sand and say, the battle is here, and you cannot have our kids. We will not surrender our children.
And that's, you're so exactly right. And that's the stand that as a pastor I've taken here in the state of Illinois. We're working with some attorneys right now, Davis, Stefovitz, and other attorneys who are now looking at this thing and saying, you know what? We have to do something. Even right here in Illinois, once we file this lawsuit, we are going to win because God is on our side. We already know that. We just got to get it filed, get it past summary judgment. But the entire nation needs to know what's going on in these schools. Parents need to start forming their committees. They need to get together. They need to start going to these school boards. They need to have these curriculums stricken down out of these children's lives. But the most saddest thing that I don't understand, and this is one thing that parents need to take a look at, you need to take a look at your child because your child is failing math. He's failing science. He's failing critical thinking. He's failing all the normal things that children should learn. But what good is it going to do your child to go to school and only learn how to be homosexuals? That's not getting them ready for the world. That's not teaching them anything. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're indoctrinating our children. They do not want our children to be able to stand up and say, we're not going to do this like what we're doing now. They want children just to go along, to accept this lifestyle and be part of this abomination.
Well, and so let me give you an example of that. Disney and they are partnered with Pizza Hut and the American Federation of Teachers, which is one of the larger teacher parent organizations, and they have partnered on what they call First Book. It's a nonprofit that describes itself as an innovative leader in education equity. The organization, and this is on a BlabberBuzz article that we've put up on our website, the organization is making low-cost, sexually explicit books available to K-12 teachers with affiliations like Randy Weingarten's AFT for more than 10 years. That is the, Weingarten is the one who's been attacking the military's religious beliefs and freedom of religion, okay? The First Book offers discounts on titles such as Who is RuPaul? And Fred Gets Dressed. Now, Fred Gets Dressed, this one is going to blow you away. Fred Gets Dressed is a little four-year-old boy who runs around the house naked and runs into his parents' closet, tries to put on dad's clothes, they don't fit, slips into mom's dresses. He can get those on him, so he says, oh, he's more comfortable in those. Then starts putting on her jewelry. Then starts putting on makeup. And mom and dad come alongside and help Fred to dress up like a woman.
Now, that right there is the reason why we have our children that are so confused. You know, like when we came up, we knew we was boys. We was taught to be boys. Boys wear blue, girls wear pink. All of those foundational traditions that would let a child know what their gender is have been removed. And that's the saddest thing. Folks, how is it that this presidency with Joe Biden, when we saw Joe Biden last week when he was over there in Milwaukee, his background was a satanic background.
Okay? No doubt. No doubt.
Parents have to understand this. We're not dealing with flesh and blood, but we're dealing with principalities and high places. These are spirits. Joe Biden is old as hell. He is not the Joe Biden that you see on TV. These are demons who are entering the bodies of these people. If you look at Corinthians chapter 5, where it talks about some of these people don't even know that they're being possessed by the demons. The only thing that would want to take a child at 5 or 6 years old and teach it how to be a homosexual is demon. It is a demon. And that's why they don't want God in the country no more. That's why they don't want us to say in God we trust. They basically throw the Bible out as a book of good fable stories. All of these things, the principles of life and death that God gave to us to be in this country and in this world have been thrown out the window, and they're saying, okay, y'all just be gay. Everybody be gay. Everybody gonna be happy. Everybody gonna be gay. Everybody gonna turn to this type of lifestyle and we gonna forget about God. But, let me say this to those who say that they hate God. To the American people, we have a good God that we serve, because how is it that he has enemies like homosexuals and the sodomites, and yet he's the creator of all things? He waked them up in the morning time to hate him.
Well, so and here's the other thing, and this is, I was telling you, is one of the things when I preach in India, you know, one of the stories that I preach about is, imagine that you have, because in Indian culture, feeding your guests is a very important thing. But that's cultural, I think, in many cultures, is when you invite somebody to come over to your home, you want to break bread with them. That's why you invited them to your house. You want to get to know them, and breaking bread's a great way to do it, over a meal. And so you sweat in the kitchen and you work hard and you prepare this food and you lay this food out on the table, and they sit down and the first thing they say to you is, oh wow, you had an explosion in your kitchen, and look at all this stuff that just landed on the plate. Okay. Well, obviously you're like, wait, no, I made all this. You know, I didn't order it from a kitchen. I didn't bring it in from a restaurant. I worked hard and I actually made you food because, well, because I'm showing you that you matter, that you have value, that I care about you. Well, then they get up from eating and they go into your kitchen and they start going through your cupboards and they start eating some more and you're like, okay, you're trying to be nice, you're trying to be kind, you sit down on the sofa in the living room and you flip the TV on and you're like, okay, I'm just gonna kinda chill and they'll come back in and it'll be good. Well, the next thing you know, they crawl into your bed and they go to sleep. Now you got to sleep, now you got to sleep on the sofa. Okay.
That's what happened to us.
Well, and so now you got to sleep on the sofa. You get up in the morning. You go into the kitchen. They're already in there. They're already eating your food. They're already in your refrigerator. Okay. You're like, well, you know, you're kind of hinting like, you know, hey, I got to go to work, you know, okay. You know, and they're like, well, okay, see ya. And you're like thinking, wait, no, but you can't stay in my house. No, 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 it's okay. And so you go. Here's my point, folks. My point is this. When you get home, they've trashed your house, made a mess of everything from one end to the other, had their buddies over, had a party, the whole bit. You walk in the door and they start yelling at you because there's no food in the cupboards and because the house is a mess and how come you let your house get messy? That's what we do to God. We trash this earth, we trash His creation, and then we shake our fists at Him and we say, why isn't this right? Why isn't that right? Why did you let this get messed up? Why did you let that get messed up? Look in the mirror and understand the loving God that in spite of your insults, in spite of your insolence, He continues to let you eat His food. He gives you rain. He gives you sun. He gives you all the elements necessary to put a roof over your head. How loving is that?
And that's the point that I'm making too. And that's why, as a pastor, we have to understand this to the American people. We have to get back to God. Yep. That's why our country is headed this way.
Yep.
Because when in God we trusted, the country flourished. Even though we had our own internal problems with each other, God still blessed America because He still was in the mix. Now they don't want God in the mix. They want Satan to rule everything. And that's what homosexuality is. You are not born like that. That is a dark spirit that has come upon you, which is a lewd lust spirit. It ain't got nothing to do with God saying, well, I made a mistake. Because God does not make mistakes. This is something that the demons have done. They've gotten together. And because we've been asleep, there is no way. Coming up, when we came up, and y'all, any people that's in their 50s and 60s, there was no way on the God's earth that parents would allow homosexuality to be taught into the schools. There was no way. So what they did was they waited till the new wave parents came along. The new wave parents that they tricked and told them, you can't whoop your kids. They took over these households. That's why they're doing what they're doing to the kids.
We're going to take a quick break. Look, folks, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. God's word said that He'll send upon them for this cause, because they have allowed themselves to be overtaken by unrighteousness, He's going to send strong delusion that they would believe a lie. That's where we're at. We'll talk about that more when we come back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, Pastor David Lowry, my guest.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits. Hang on. There we go. All right. Pastor David Lowry Jr., man, we having church up in here.
We having church up here. And I want to say this to the American people and to homosexuals, okay? When you talk about Christ loving you, and Christ does, he says, come as you are, and you come as you are. And when he said that you accept Christ into your life, then you must repent. Repent means to change. So if I'm a homosexual and I accept Christ into my life, that means that I'm going to repent. I'm going to change and be the man that God sent me here to be. Hallelujah. You can't be up into the church talking about you praying a sinner's prayer instead of laying up with another man in the fashion that he lay with a woman, because that's an abomination. Leviticus 20:13. Yeah. And so you have to repent.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 6 as well. Just so you know, it's in the New Testament and the Old Testament, by the way.
So once you repent and you find Christ, then you're going to be the man that he made you, because that's the key.
Yeah.
So if you're a homosexual, you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ if you don't repent from your sins. So everybody want to holler, Jesus is love, love, love. Yes, he is, but the wages of sin and death, and to avoid that death, you must repent. And when you repent, that's when you find the way to life.
And the good news is he will change you. You know, I think about Matt Moore. Many of you may know that name, but Matthew Moore, many years back now, was one of the first ones that was, an advocate for homosexuality and so on. And he came out and had repented and had sought God and began to seek the Lord. And then he had a situation that arose where he went back for a minute and he stumbled and he fell. And oh my gosh, everybody got, stupid about it. Well, part of that was because, and he realized it, he had kind of run out because some people that were around him wanted to kind of push him out there as an example of somebody that was speaking against homosexuality that had come out of it, because this was back 10 years or so ago, 8, 9, 10 years ago, when it was all about, oh, you're born that way and so on and so on and so on. Here's the point. Matt today is married, just celebrated his 1 year anniversary, okay? Loves the Lord, loves God, he and his wife, he and his bride, having a great life. Robert Oscar Lopez, another one, he came out and told the story about being raised by two lesbians and exposes the damage that it did to him. He is happily married, he's a professor, he teaches a theological school, awesome guy. My friend George Carneal Jr., who wrote the book From Queer to Christ, spent 25 years in the homosexual lifestyle, describes graphically in his book what that lifestyle actually is and is today, serving Christ. Folks, I'm telling you, I know these folks. I had a gentleman who came to my church in California who was struggling with it. We took him through prayer ministry, deliverance, repentance. I actually had to go to his house and help him to throw the guy out that was drugging him and abusing him. I had to help throw this guy out. We drove him over, and man, he was from a good home, and something had happened to him. And we said to him, look, we're here, we'll help you, we'll walk you through the same way we walked this other brother through, we'll do the same thing for you. You make the choice, Nah, I'm not ready. That was a choice.
And Pastor Greg, you're so right, because it's this simple. And I just keep it 100. Okay, J.B. Pritzker is a homosexual. Then you're talking about the mayor of Chicago is a homosexual. So when you got these homosexuals in high places, that's all their concern is to try to normalize their lifestyle and indoctrinate everybody else so that they can understand and feel that this is normal. But it is not normal. It is truly an abomination. And parents of these children, we need to take the stand right now. We can no longer let them to continue this lewd lifestyle, teaching our children to hate us. And that's what the schools are doing. They're teaching your children how to deceive you. They're teaching your children how to lie. They're teaching your children how to be something else that you don't even know about. See, and that's why parents need to stop. Right now, they need to get involved with us with this lawsuit. They need to stand up for their children, because if you don't take the stand now,
so if you're in Illinois, how do they reach out to you?
You can call me at 708-663-5262.
Say it again.
708-663-5262.
One more time.
708-663-5262. No matter where you're at in the country, it's coming to your town soon. Okay.
It's already there. Look, this is what we said. It's the National Sex Education. National Sex Education. It is in your school right now. This is why parents, this is why, I encourage you to watch The Mind Polluters to understand, okay, what this is. The doctor who is behind all of this, Kinsey, Dr. Alfred Kinsey.
Yes.
And who created all of this nonsense and started experimenting on 5-month-olds, 5-month-olds, and documenting it, and they called it a scientific experiment to take a 5-month-old and try and sexually assault them to try to do a forced orgasm on a 5-month-old, 11-month-olds. This is all documented in graphs in his book, and they're using this as their justification. All right, I got to jump out. Pastor David Lowry, one more time, give us that phone number.
That number is 708-663-5262. Folks, please call us so we can help you take care of this and we can get our children back to normal, but it has to get out of the schools, and we got to get God first again in this country. God bless you.
Back with more after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this Borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village, with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. On the pitch. On Bhattacharya.
Gosh.
And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.